I recommend, for the full context of this second AMA, that you listen to the first one, but I look at it and it's looking pretty long, so I understand if you didn't look at it. But this is the second half of the AMA of the 50 questions that I got. And in this second half, I am going to be touching myself while trying to answer these questions. I imagine that this is going to take a long time. And in the end of the last audio, I mentioned that I haven't touched myself for 2 weeks. And it was really hard. And I hope that whatever happens next, that it was worth not touching myself and you guys waiting so patiently for me to actually get through this. I appreciate everyone that sent in a question. I appreciate that everyone that ever comments and who followed. It means a lot. And thank you so much for 1,000 followers. That's a lot. It's crazy to me. So, let's get started. And I hope that you enjoy. So, this first question is going to be topical. It is, what toys do I own or use? I am using a Lovense Lush. I really like using it. Oh god, this is gonna be so hard. We're gonna bet how many times I come during this, okay? Okay, but I have a Lovense Lush 2. And, I almost never use the remote feature. I should, though. I never have anybody to use it with, and so I don't use it. But I just use it like a normal vibrator. Oh my god, this is gonna be so difficult. Can I squirt? I have never squirted, as far as I know. I almost never come hard enough to warrant squirting. I kind of want that to change, so who knows. my favorite sexual fantasy? This is a string of questions. Oh, let's see. My favorite sexual fantasy? Rape. Rape. Being forced to do something. Being raped. Oh my god. It is disturbing how often I think about being raped. Being taken against my will. I just, I love the thought of being used as nothing but a fool. Oh my god. Oh my god, that's that's so embarrassing to think about. Anyway, what is the weirdest place I've done the deed? I haven't done the deed very often or very weirdly. Probably in the shower. I'm so vanilla in my normal life. I don't do it in weird places. What is the kinkiest thing I've done in bed? I have had a finger in my ass, and that's it. Like I said, very vanilla in my real life. What am I planning to do next? I really hope that I can be tied up. Yeah. I'm really, really, really hoping that I can be tied up. I just really want to not have control over my own body. And so being tied up, I think, is probably the next best way to go about that. Okay. Am I into breeding? Am I being called a good girl? If so, good girl. Yes, I am. I really like the idea of being bred. I like the idea of being called a dumb common sidle. Yes, I really like the idea of breeding. Okay. Am I down to do future collabs? Hopefully. I'm really shy and I don't ask people to do collabs. But if I was reached out to do a collab, then sure. I'll just record something and you can just use it. Yeah. Okay. This next question is, I'm stroking myself while thinking of you answering this question. How does that make you feel? How does that answer it? Feels pretty good. God. I guess it should be known from here on out that I get really turned on by the thought of people touching themselves to me. I really like being desired. So it makes me feel very good. Okay, I hope that answers your question. But anyway, moving on. How do I normally masturbate? And has it changed since I've started recording? I normally masturbate like this with my toy. I usually just get a vibrator and then hold it against me, and I come as many times as I want. That hasn't really changed since I started recording. I don't really see it changing. When I'm in the booth and recording, it doesn't really differ. But instead of laying down, I'm just sitting in my chair. Okay, this is gonna take forever if I stay this slow. Okay, what question have I not received that I want to answer? I really wanted to be asked what turns me on. And that question, what really turns me on is being forced to do things. I just really, really like the idea of not having control. And so, any scenario with that, I just adore. Being used against my will, being forced to do something, or being tied up. Fuck. I'm just thinking about it. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, oh. Okay. Okay, I need to get through these. Biggest cock ever taken, biggest dick ever taken. Sorry. Biggest dick ever taken. I don't really keep track because I don't usually ask that kind of stuff. But I haven't done it very often, and so I don't actually know their measurements. I want to believe that they were average, though. So not very big, actually. So you can still blast my expectations away, let's just say. I think they were 6 inches, so I never asked. How often do I masturbate? And then it also goes into the next one, how often do you touch yourself? I used to do it once a day. Usually at night, to help me fall asleep. And how often do I think about us? How often do I think about you all while doing it? Not people individually, but the thought of being heard and making people feel hot. I usually think about that pretty often. Okay. Oh, I'm getting thirsty already. I still have a long list. Weirdest place I've had sex, and the weirdest place I've masturbated at. I'm pretty vanilla in my normal life, as I mentioned before, so the weirdest place that I've really been is just the shower. The weirdest place I've masturbated at. I don't masturbate anywhere other than my bed or my desk or at home, so I'm not very exciting, unfortunately. What's the kinkiest thing I've ever done? The next one is also kinkiest thing you've ever done. In real life, the kinkiest thing I've ever done, I'm so boring, I swear, was just had a finger at my ass and that's it. I'm really boring, I'm sorry. okay. Ooh, we're getting into all the scenarios that people sent in. these are fun. You find yourself alone and naked in a strange room. The room is small and empty with a locked door. You can see round holes in the walls and on the floor of various sizes, but are too small to fit through. You ask hello, and at that moment, a cock pushes through one of the holes. What happens next, and how you get out of the room? Would you even leave? If there was, like, a room, it's like the ultimate glory hole room, I would try to jerk that cock off for sure. Just cause. Just exciting to me. Glory holes are very exciting to me. Just anonymous sex is very good to me. And I think I'd be in there for a while, just seeing how many cocks there are. I wouldn't leave for a while. I just want to see how many cocks I can go for. Yeah, I think that'd be pretty good. Or being stuck in a wall and staying there for a bit and letting people use me. That's also a common good one. I turned up the intensity of the slush. Oh yeah, there we go. Next scenario, which is a hotter scenario, jumped and raped by 10 guys who were all hung, but can last only 10 minutes each of pounding. Or kidnapped and raped by one guy who sexually tortures you to multiple orgasms first before pounding you for 30 minutes. I feel like, I really like the scenario by the second, which is just being tortured by one guy, but, I think the more lengthy one would be the first one, wouldn't it? 10 times 10 would be 100 straight minutes of pounding. And that sounds intense. I think the second one would be more fulfilling, probably. And I kind of hope that he'll pound me for a bit longer. Who knows? next one is, how many times does an anonymous guy kidnap you and rape you before you get bored with it? Never. That scenario is just way too hot to me for me to get bored with it for now. Yeah, I get a lot of mileage out of that one, so no worries. Next one. What is my go-to fantasy or memory when you need to get yourself off? I guess if you can't guess by now, then then that'd be a surprise, but being used, definitely. Anything regarding that, whether it's by a man or several men or even something not human. Just being used, just the thought of being used. Just a disregard for myself. Yeah, that's how it goes. How do I feel about anal? I think it's good. I haven't done it myself, though. I am still an anal virgin. I haven't done it proper. I've only ever had a finger there. I've never had a cock or anything bigger. Would I ever suck cocks at a glory hole? Yes, I would. I would suck multiple cocks at a glory hole just to see if I could. How does getting filled with cum in a back alley sound? It sounds really, really good. Yeah, it sounds really good. Being bred in a back alley, away from people, that sounds amazing. I wanna come again. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come again. Oh, fuck. crying for a third time. Oh, fuck. Answers the question. Oh, I'm getting sensitive now. Oh, there's only two questions left. Fuck. Oh, sorry, I'm getting a little. Okay. Okay, these last two. Have I ever thought about stealth fucking someone in front of you stealth fucking someone in front of your friends and family? You getting softly and thoroughly fucked in a field without them knowing? I have. I have, yeah. And I think it's a very fun idea. I am. Far too much of a pansy to do it in real life, but I think it is a very good idea. And the very last question, what is your opinion on being bred? I think you all know by now. Okay, I think that's it. I'm just gonna turn that off. Oh, I'm sweaty all over now. I hope that was good and enjoyable and not too rambly. That was really good. That was really, really, really good. I need some water though. Where is my water? So, I hope that was good. I have not done anything like that before. So that's new. Let me know what you like, if you would please. And I hope that that was enjoyable. That was really fun for me, and I hope it was fun for you. This is gonna get really rambly, but I hope you don't mind. I appreciate all the questions that were sent in. I appreciate every single one of you for following. It means a lot. And I hope I can get back into the normal groove of recording now. I have not been recording because there's a lot of people that still have unanswered stuff from my 750 follower celebration. And so I'm trying to will myself to record all that stuff before I do any more public script fills or something. I hope that I can get to all of those. I really don't want to disappoint people and not do all of that. And so I've been trying to take it at my own pace and come a lot. and record it so that people can get their personalized thing. Because I really do appreciate everybody sending in stuff, and I really don't want to leave people unanswered. And it's just taking a while. But if people are okay with waiting, then I can get back to public stuff. But I'm just waiting on a few things to get settled, and then I can really get back into the groove. It is now early morning, and I don't know if you can hear the birds, but if you can, then I hope you like birds. But otherwise, I really need to rest for a bit anyway. So again, thank you so much for listening in, and I hope that this was fun. If you liked it, let me know, and I will see you guys later. Have a good one.